This month of July, we're keeping our eyes on Jesus. And I know so many people are heartbroken. So many Christians are bewildered right now. They're trying to understand how our nation has gone so far into sin and iniquity, and how a Supreme Court could sanction and legalize same-sex marriage. I love what Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, said. And I quote, he said to the Supreme Court, "With all due respect, you did not define marriage. You don't have the right to redefine it." But we're living in perilous times, and so many Christians are just that oppressed, concerned for our nation, and we should be concerned. But the Lord is saying we're to cast all of our care upon Him because He cares for us. We're to look to Jesus, and that's what we're doing. We can pray. I believe revival can come to America. I don't believe we're without hope. Jesus is our hope. And some people say, well, you know, He'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, remember the whole story. Abraham prayed and said, if there just be 10 righteous, would you spare the city? And Jesus said, which I believe was Jesus incarnate, said to him, yes, I will, for 10 righteous. There are righteous people in this nation, and I believe God still has a plan for America. So let's pray. Let's look to Jesus. Yes, He is our hope. He is our help. He is our strength. We're looking to Him. He began as a babe born in a manger. He was the holy child, Jesus. He is not only the holy child, but He is the Holy One. He is the Holy One of God, the Holy One of Israel. He was referred to in Isaiah 41 and 14 and chapter 54, verse 5. He was called the Holy Thing in Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And Jesus, being the Holy One, He is holiness. And we know that holiness is being separated from the world. Jesus was in the world, but He was not of the world, and we're to be like Him. We have to deny our flesh. We have to deny the lust of the eye and the pride of life. And we have to consecrate ourselves unto the Lord. Jesus is the Holy One. If you're following Jesus, He says, be ye holy as I am holy. He is holy God. Father, right now I pray, Lord, our nation is so far from holiness, but we repent today. We repent on behalf of our leaders. We repent on behalf of the Supreme Court's decisions. We repent for our part in not voting for godly principles. We repent for not letting our voice be heard. And Lord, we repent for the pulpits that are silent to preach the truth, who compromise the truth for the acceptance of men. God, forgive us and cleanse us. Wash us. Cleanse this nation and send revival, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our coaching CD is our way of saying thank you for standing with us. When you send your gift of $15 or more, we will get it right back in the mail to you. And the coaching CD, my friend, talks about, listen, having lasting success. And Tim Polis will tell you how to get a grip. Many of us, we've lost our grip, and he will help you. It's yours. Write to us today. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net.